7:05, you're listening to 100.5 FM. Yes, we're very fired up around here today, as we should be. Everybody ought to be. You ought to be fired up all over the country. Good things are happening down in D.C., unless the courts stop it from happening. And bad things are happening in our state. So you should be fired up about both, positive and negative. Just the way it is, you know? Just the way it is. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at stovesofmaine.com. David Jones, Dee Dee Richardson in the house. Good morning.
Good morning, Maine. How are we doing today?
I'm wound up, but I'm good.
I mean, 258 new jobs, taxing everything that's, you know, even thought about that you could possibly put a tax on. I mean, ambulance rides, prescriptions. I mean, you know, you just have to sit as a common person who doesn't sit in the chamber and watches everything from the outside but has somewhat of an insight. I look at this and say, this is insanity. They continue to spend money like drunken sailors in the port. No, nothing against drunken sailors, but everyone wants to have fun. But, you know, the bottom line is that these people have no reality. They don't understand money. They just vote for anything that someone decides that, you know, on the top, that this is what's going to be done. And if you don't, then there's retribution, right? So, I mean, the bottom line is these legislators are, most of them, are not qualified to handle the money of the people of Maine. And, you know, we see it here in the state of Maine. We see it in Washington, D.C., how they just spend money like, you know, there's no tomorrow. And then you get somebody like Donald J. Trump that goes in there and just says, hey, I'm going to freeze spending. I'm going to stop you idiots from, you know, urinating away the money of the people. I want to examine everything that, you know, they decide to spend the money on. And then the judge steps in and says, oh, we're going to put a hold on that. Well, you know, condoms, I heard you on the way in, condoms for
millions of dollars
in Gaza Strip.
And
I
again,
mean, seriously,
what were the Gazans doing? They were using it for bombs.
Yeah, well, regardless, it shouldn't.
No, but I mean, they were literally making, you know, mini bombs out of them. That's what they were doing. And we know this, and we were still going to send the money. I mean,
and then Ukraine.
I would, you know what I'd like to do?
Yeah.
We've done it before, so by God, why can't we do it again? I'd like to do an internment camp for all the damn federal employees who let this crap go on.
Well, hey, I think every one of them needs to be examined.
Maybe what we need
is accountability.
We need a reorientation of what it means to be an American for these government employees.
I agree.
They just do this
totally
stuff.
Agree.
They don't care.
Yeah, no.
Where is anybody saying, Mr. Secretary, meaning Blinken, the phony, fraud, anti-American ambassador to the world
that,
for Joe Biden.
McCain said was the most dangerous person.
Absolutely.
To America.
To America and to our military.
Right.
Where's the State Department employee saying, Mr. Secretary, we're sending $300 million to the Taliban after the Afghanistan war is over. Should we be doing this, sir? Where is somebody standing up and saying, wait a minute, what are we doing?
Hmm. Did you see the press conference that the Republicans held yesterday?
Which group of Republicans?
Are the Republicans up at the House? Billy Bob, is the name?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see
that. I watched it. I mean, so they make their little blip, and then they go back into the chamber. They're chastised now, and they're contained because we have no power at all
Hang
in Augusta.
Hang on. Dee, do me a favor. Go to the WGIN website because they list their scheduled guest, and go to the George and Rick website, and they list their scheduled guest, and see, this is the day after the State of the State address, see what Republicans from the legislature are scheduled on any of the programs. We know they aren't scheduled here. No one called and said, I would like to be on to counterbalance what Janet Mills said. See if they're on GAN or see if they're on VOM.
Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting that they're actually doing what they should be doing, getting out in front of the people and letting everybody know that this stupid, wasteful spending and programs and hiring 258 new people in this as government employees in the state of Maine. Are you out of your gourd? You know, like, did you ever try, Ray, to call up to the State House and reach somebody? I'm sorry, but we can't answer right now. We will get back to you. Da, 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 da. And then you never hear from them. They don't call. They don't do their job. I mean, I don't know how many of them are actually working at the State House. I don't know if they're, you know, these absentee employees that are collecting paychecks and benefits at taxpayer expense. and going hunting and fishing and whatever else the hell they do during the course of a day instead of doing the job that they're supposed to do. The efficiency level, I mean, if I was, you know, like you, people say, oh, government's not a business. Well, if you're writing a check and you're paying someone to do a job, guess what? It's a business. You are taking taxpayer money. You're entrusted to do this by the people. And then if you urinate that money away, then you are not doing your job.
I said it yesterday, David. Working for the government, if you're an elected person or you're a bureaucrat, this is a job.
That's
and
right.
It should be treated exactly as it's treated
That's
in the
right.
private sector.
Without a second.
In the private yeah. sector, you don't show up. Or you don't do your job, you get fired,
you're
and they replace
fired.
You with
yeah.
somebody who yeah. will do the job
right.
because they want to pursue
Unless you're
excellence.
In France, of course. But yeah.
No, we're in America here. We're talking about America
here.
I know,
it's funny.
In the private sector, you get fired if you don't do your job. If you, you know, here, absolutely, if I didn't do what we all agreed I would do, I would be gone. That's the way it works. I accept
the way it works.
Those rules. They accept those rules. We all agreed on this.
Yep.
If I don't bring in the money and I don't bring in the listenership, then I'm gone. And you know what? I'm perfectly fine
That's
with that. Do you
capitalism.
Know why? Because I didn't perform. Now, I've been here 21 years, so you can figure out that math. But they don't treat it like a job up there. The bell rings for the session to open in the House at 10:30, and they show up at noontime. Rich Sebra, who is now in South Carolina because we drove
him from
this state.
Who was a great legislator, and we lost,
Rich Sebra used to show up, and he would sit in the chamber by himself on time, and he would take a photograph. I'm in my seat at 10:15.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
and it wouldn't start. They don't treat this like a job. They don't respect the people of Maine. They're lazy. They don't tell the truth. Why we empower these people, I don't know. You know, Joe Bruno is a pharmacist here in the state of Maine. Janet Mills is proposing a 70-cent tax
on
every prescription filled. Yeah. He called his state senator, Tim Nangle, and wanted Tim to talk to him about this.
Sure.
Nangle, who sought re-election, which means he wanted the damn job, and lied about Kenny Chinkett to get it, couldn't call Joe back. Joe called
and you
me
know
yesterday.
Why? He's scared to death to talk to Joe Bruno. That's
Joe
the bottom
knows
line.
More than Tim
That's
knows.
Right. He knows more than this legislator knows. And the guy will not get on the horn with him because he's scared to death that he might say something dumb because he doesn't know.
But here's the bottom line.
That's proof positive.
We have got to stop getting these people. We just give them a pass. We give them a pass. Oh, God, they're elected. Oh, my God, it's so wonderful to see you, Mr.
They
so-and-so.
They brush their teeth just like I
the
do.
The honorable. Right. Where is the honor in the word right. honorable with these people? Give me a break.
I'm with you, Ryan.
This is harming Maine. If you don't love Maine, get out of Maine.
Make like a tree and leave.
I love Maine. I'm not leaving except in a pine box. You're going to have to drag me out in the stocks. I'm not leaving. It's
Toast
not
first.
Happening. I'm not going to do it. I've had opportunities to go other places.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I love Maine. But these people up in Augusta see the Maine people as an ATM where they swipe a card every time they have some stupid idea that harms our state.
These new taxes are ludicrous. I mean, I just can't believe taxing an ambulance ride.
Well,
I mean, come on.
This is the way
we already pay too much for the damn drugs that people have.
This is
get.
The way government lifers think because they don't know the real world. They never had a job in the private sector.
They don't
Janet
understand
Mills
capitalism.
Says, here's what we're going to do.
Right.
We're going to tax prescription drugs at 70%, 70 cents a prescription, and we're going to tax private ambulance services at 6% of their annual revenue. And we're going to use that money to leverage greater federal funds. And then we'll try to make the ambulance services and the pharmacies whole. You know, part of the problem with the pharmacies is they're not going to be able to, many of them, not all of them, but many of them aren't going to be able to pass on this cost to the consumer because they have contracts with providers that prohibit them from charging this tax.
Is that right?
So they're going to have to suck it up, Buttercup. Janet Mills has no
and
idea
they're already
what she's
working
doing.
Because
all
margins,
she's ever
right?
done has been in government her whole life.
Mm.
And people that are in government their whole life
are
don't
useless.
Know how to do anything.
They're useless. I'm sorry. They, you know, anyone who's worked for the government their entire life. Look at Joe Biden. You know, look, we had an absolute moron.
Is America better off because of Joe Biden's 50 years?
Yeah, for 50
Tell me
years.
How.
You would think he understands. Well, all he understands is how to take more out of the pockets of the people. And, you know, this is what, you know, they used to call them tax and spend Democrats. Well, they really lived up to that mantra this time. The amount of money that they spend, and then you look at Janet Mills and the amount of money she's spending and the program she's coming up with. You know, we had 200-something thousand people on Medicaid prior to her coming in. Now we have 430-some thousand people, right, that are on Medicaid. I mean, think about that. It's doubled in the amount of people that are getting money from the government. And instead of investing or letting businesses, because I don't believe government should do anything other than protect and serve. But, you know, like the bottom, instead of encouraging business to invest in the state of Maine, let's get more people in the dole. We'll go ahead. We'll get more money. We can get more money from the feds. We can do this. And we lose businesses. You look at the amount of businesses that are closing in Maine. This is not, I'm not making it up.
Hang on. She claims 17,800 businesses started in Maine last year.
Really?
That's what she
said.
Yeah.
Show
me.
Yeah. And were they government-affiliated entities that were put together to do some other task? I don't know. I mean,
here's the bottom line.
Here's the difference.
Yeah. Here's the bottom line. People like me believe that the fewer people that are in government assistance, the more successful we are.
Amen.
People like Janet Mills believes the more people that are in government successful, dependents, that's how they define success. Hmm. Put more people on government dependents, we're successful, we're doing our job. It enslaves people to the government plantation, and if you're on government assistance, you have to do what Massa says. I thought we got rid of that with the 13th Amendment, but apparently this is the new incantation of slavery.
The new incantation.
Yeah. Gunny, my call is here. Good morning, Gunny.
Morning, Gunny.
Morning, guys. Boy, I'll tell you. Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you about this, Gunny. General Milley, they have stripped him of security clearance. They've stripped him of his protection. And Pete Hegseth has him up for review to lose a star. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I'll tell you what I think. He needs to lose more than a star.
But what is the process? Walk us through the process here.
All right. Well, first off, what will happen is he's in retirement now. So that's a different... he's not active duty, so it's a different situation they have to deal with him. But let me explain something and why I think this is crazy. When you guys hear this, you know, we know that he made contact with his Chinese counterpart not once, but twice during the Trump administration, towards the end of the Trump administration. And letting the Chinese know that the U.S. military had no plans to strike China. Number one, you never let the enemy know what the hell you're doing. But listen to this. Now, let me explain first. The National Military Command Center is located in the Pentagon, in the Joint Chiefs of Staff area in the Pentagon. It's right across the hall from their offices. And the reason it is they are in control of nuclear missile launches from nuclear submarines, reconnaissance aircraft, and all battlefield commanders worldwide. Now, Milley went in to the National Command Center located in the Joint Chiefs area while Trump was still president of the United States. He went in there and had a secret meeting with the people inside the National Military Command Center, not to take orders from anyone except him. And he made each and every one of them swear to this. Everybody in the command central. This is, I got to tell you.
All right, Gunny, hang on. I want to ask you a question. I didn't serve in the military. But that sounds like, to me, a coup d'etat.
That sounds like he ought to be court-martialed for this.
It's exactly what it was. Remember the movie, 7 Days in May, with Burt Lancaster? How they were trying to take, the military was trying to take over the United States government? Look, he seized power from the President of the United States. Look, if you don't believe me, this is in Bob Woodward and Robert Costa's book, Peril. They wrote about this. And I don't know why nobody picked up on this.
So why isn't he court-martialed? Why is there no consequence for him? I know Hegseth has him under review to lose a star, but you know, that's just an embarrassment. That's not a real consequence.
Nothing. It's like slap on the wrist.
Don't cut it with this. Look, this is treason.
That's exactly what it is.
And what about all the people that agreed and decided they would only answer to him and not listen to the president?
Well, here's another question you have to ask. The other Joint Chiefs of Staff had to know this, and they never said nothing or never did anything. And look, under the military chain of command, if he thought Trump was having mental issues like we watched with Biden, he has to go to the vice president and talk with her so she pulls the 25th Amendment. But he didn't do anything. He just took complete command of our military structure.
So based on what you know, based on what you've seen, what will be the consequence of his actions? Will there actually be any?
I don't think so. If they're talking only about taking one star from this guy, so basically what they're going to do, they can't even bring him in now for a general court-martial. What they should be doing is arresting him for treasonous actions against the United States of America. You can't seize power from the President of the United States. And that, look, God forbid something had happened at that point and Trump had called down to the National Military Command Center to give a go order, and they all sat still because they thought there was another person in charge. This could have ended up being a major, major disaster for us.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And more importantly, the United States of America has civilian control of the military. That's how we, part of the way that we keep from having a military coup d'etat and losing our country.
Well, this guy should be stripped of all rank, given a dishonorable discharge, and lose all retirement. And then he ought to be on his way to Leavenworth. That's where the hell he ought to be.
I just don't understand why this stuff isn't being taken seriously by anybody. Joe Biden didn't do anything about it. They all knew. We all knew about this. I mean, they bragged about it. Mealy bragged about contacting the Chinese and telling them, I'll let you know if he acts. I mean, they're our enemy. They are our economic enemy. They're our military enemy. But more importantly, the communist Chinese are our philosophical enemy. What in the world? We're colluding with the enemy because we didn't like the president?
Well, and look, when you take over the National Military Command Center, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they had to know this. And none of them said anything. None of them went to them and said, Mark, you can't do this. And this was kept silent.
Yeah.
Now, look, if you think I'm kidding, the liberals were the one that talked about this.
Yeah,
Bob
just crazy.
Woodward and Robert Costa are not Trumpers.
No, they're definitely not. You know, Bob Woodward has been as deceptive as anybody when he's dealt with Trump. He does not like Trump. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. I guess what I don't understand is why there's not some uproar. We all know this to be true. We knew it at the time. Mealy bragged about this. He bragged about it. I mean, that is how confident
he was. It's unbelievable he's getting away with it.
He could do.
But that's an example.
Hang on. He knew. He was so confident that he could get away with all of this that he bragged about it. It's like Joe Biden going over to Ukraine and bragging about holding up authorized funds.
Exactly right.
So they fired the prosecutor that was looking into Burisma. They bragged about it because they knew nobody would do anything.
So out of his own mouth, we've heard what he did.
Absolutely.
We know it's a crime. There's people that went ahead and they supported him and went along with this cockamamie idea. And none of them, including them himself, are really being held accountable for it. Yeah. That's so wrong. You wonder why people don't have confidence anymore.
Yeah. The whole
Gunny, hang on a second. Chris Till is joining us. He's a prominent businessman here in Maine, but he's also a Navy SEAL. Chris, longtime friend of the show, longtime friend of mine. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Ray. Good to see everybody.
I don't know if you want to wade in on any of this or not, and if you don't, no problem at all. But
I listened on the way in, and here's, for me, it comes down to one thing, and David just said the word accountability.
Yeah.
It's the problem with our country. What we were taught in the military is like, you might not appreciate the rule, or you might not agree with the rule, but you follow. Number one, you follow the rule. And number two, if you are active duty, and I think what a lot of these retired generals don't understand is also if you're retired and receiving any kind of benefit, you're not supposed to speak publicly against the commander in chief.
Chain of command. You got it, baby.
So. That's it. You know, whether it's the border, whether it's this with Mealy, it just further erodes society to where we're coming in on Mad Max. And good thing Mel Gibson is coming back into prominence,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, he is. He is coming back in.
He is.
It's, we have a text line here, Chris. I don't know if you remember that or not, but we have a text line here. And there, we have a lot of military listen, and they are all saying the same thing. This was treasonous.
It's treason.
And that if they had
There's
done
no
it.
There's no other definition
If
for
they
it.
Had done it, they would be in Leavenworth. You mentioned Leavenworth earlier. They would be in Leavenworth for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with the Joint Chris. Chiefs didn't say anything. It's crazy.
Yes. Hey, Chris, the only easy day was yesterday.
Yes, sir. That's correct, Gunny. That is.
You had that prominently displayed, Chris, at your restaurant. I always, every time I saw it, I thought, yeah, you're absolutely right. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, but I'll tell you, this is beyond the pale. You know, when I heard this, when I was doing this yesterday and I got this information, all I could think was, nobody stood up. No one in the command structure. You know, see, this is the problem. When he went into the National Military Command Center, those guys, maybe a few junior ranking officers and enlisted men, they're not going to say a damn word. They're scared to death with a guy like
that. Sure, the retribution that could come from
our
this
friend
guy,
Dan, who listens to us from East Tennessee, says the pardon does not prevent the UCMJ from applying here.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what. I think Pete needs to do another review
pardoned?
Of this.
Oh, yeah. Biden pardoned him.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Who didn't he
yeah.
pardon? I mean, it's nuts. It's really, I've never seen anything. You know, and then
why would
preemptive
you,
pardons.
Why would you pardon Milley? I mean, really, why would you pardon
him? Yeah, he didn't do anything.
Why, but no, I mean, why would you pardon him?
Yeah.
I don't even understand
something
it.
Tells me this is why.
Something yeah, but the pardon doesn't apply here.
I understand that. But, you know what I mean? It applies in civilian life for him. He's retired now. So I'm sure that's why they try to do it. But he's still under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, can be charged. And he could be stripped of rank. But see, they're going to do it by dropping a star. That's not going to send any
message. It's a slap on the wrist. It's nothing.
Down the chain of command.
You commit treason and you drop a star? I mean.
Yeah, you got to send a clear message down through the ranks.
Yeah.
Yeah. This kind of insubordination.
So I have a question.
Go ahead, Chris.
This Dee Dee.
Go ahead.
So if he has been pardoned, can he still not? Does that mean he can't be court-martialed?
Well, he's out.
Yes, so he can.
He can't be court-martialed if you're out, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Once you're out, there's no court-martial. There's other hearings and boards that you go to as a retiree.
Yeah.
But he is still subject to the. Oh, is it Uniform Code of Military Justice? He's still subject to that. The pardon is civilian.
Right.
Right.
So what did he do? What did he do as a civilian that was worthy of a pardon? And again, if you're pardoned, you don't have to accept it. If you do accept it, what does that mean? If you listen to Chuck Schumer and to Adam Schiff and to AOC, people who accept pardons are guilty.
That's right. Without a doubt.
So so the question is, what is he guilty of from a civilian standpoint? What did Joe Biden pardon him for as a civilian? Because if the Uniform Code of Military Justice still applies, that doesn't exempt
him. What does he know that we don't?
Well, that's the question.
And that's the problem. That's the key.
Hey, Gunny, it's been a vigorous one, but we have got to run. Appreciate it as always. Thank you. 728.
Winter is coming on strong, and so are the deals at Roe Hyundai in Auburn and Westbrook. Roe Hyundai has what you've been looking for, whether it's an all-wheel drive SUV or a well-appointed sedan, hybrid, or electric. Every new Hyundai comes with a 3-year complimentary maintenance plan and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Roe has